What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Market Abilities Podcast. And, you know, after doing so many great episodes with you, Lucas, I feel like we got a little dynamic duo thing going on here.
Yeah.
So I decided today, man, I kind of wanted to switch it up a little bit, and I was going to moderate it. So
good.
Basically, you know, you can scroll through your TikTok feed and you can see all these like, you ever seen the top fives and stuff like the.
So I'm not actually on TikTok anymore.
No, you're not on there anymore.
Yeah, but I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But
So basically it kind of lists like, you know, top five celebrity fails or whatever.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
What I have for you today is the top five biggest marketing campaign fails of all time. And there's more than five I actually have here. I have 22, but I'm going to save everybody the slack of it. So
this episode would be 2 hours long.
Oh dude, we'd be sitting here. Yeah, no, but okay. So I'm going to get into the first one, if that's cool with you.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so the first one we have here is the Starbucks Blonde Espresso advertising. With the release of Starbucks Blonde Espresso, which is meant to be a lighter and sweeter alternative to the standard drink, it became a pretty unremarkable marketing campaign. Their bright yellow landing page advertising the new product read, "Who says the espresso has to be intense? We have for 43 years, but we're the Starbucks company, so we did the exact opposite. Did you follow that?" Okay, so the gist of that campaign was like they marketed their espresso as like a, they brought in like a tall blonde like actress.
Oh god!
And they were like order the tall blonde like espresso. You know what I'm saying? Like that doesn't even like who, what audience are you appealing to? Because I think a segue off of this that we can go into is, who do you think of when you think of like the average Starbucks customer?
I don't even know. I mean, a working middle-aged female.
Yeah.
Or middle-aged male who's coming to get a cup of Joe.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No,
it's like people also getting like their frilly drinks.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't, whatever. Whatever the words are.
Yeah. It's like the pink drinks.
Yeah. The pink drinks. Yeah.
I think Starbucks is honestly more, and I mean, I could be wrong, but I would say more towards the female demographic, you know?
Oh,
maybe a little bit. Cause I feel like every time I turn on YouTube, like over the last like 12 years, like it's been like how to make this drink at home, how to make this Starbucks drink at home. And it's always a girl.
Yeah.
Or most of the time it's a girl. So yeah. I don't think that marketing a tall blonde woman to, well, I guess it depends like how, you know, which way you swing, but you know, I think that, you know, there might've been a better approach to it, you know?
Yeah. And it's unfortunate because me being a coffee lover, the blonde roast is the only one that I can really drink at Starbucks. All their other roasts are just trash.
They're just not good?
No, they're bad.
Man, I've never had it. I've had like one Starbucks coffee in my entire life.
Okay, well, next time you do go, make sure they do the blonde roast inside it. Whatever coffee you order, whether it's like black or a latte or something, because it's 10 times better.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so here's another one for you, okay? So I kind of get where Snapchat was going on this one, but it's like why, okay? So they started, Snapchat introduced polls not too long ago, and the campaign was called Would You Rather.
Okay.
And you'd think like they would have like a normal, like, would you rather, like something that would appeal to everyone and like something that wasn't like, you know, really like edgy and out there. But they said, would you rather slap Rihanna or punch Chris Brown?
Oh my gosh,
dude. Like, I don't understand how corporations like approve this. And like, maybe
it didn't get approved and they just trusted their team to.
You think that just happened? It has to.
Sometimes. Yeah. Yeah. Because I think sometimes they're like, yeah, I don't want to deal with it. You just do whatever you need, whatever you think is best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and
they thought that was best.
That's crazy that was the conclusion. But I think like when I picture like a team of, you know, people running a social media for like a large corporation, I picture a lot of like people like in the 30 to 50 range, like in suits and ties. Imagine them sitting there and being like, yo, this is what I drew up at home. They throw the paper on the table and they're like, I think that would you rather slap Rihanna or punch Chris Brown, man?
Mm. See, I don't really know.
You don't know?
I'll be honest, yeah.
Man, I don't know if I want to do either.
I'm equally not a fan of either of them. Mm-hmm. So is there an opportunity where I can get both of them?
Oh, shoot. I can't even say that. Okay, hold on. I can't, man. Okay. All right, so, man, a lot of these are, like, really weird. Like, it's, like, I never really
realized. Well, and so going back to the Snapchat one, what I don't like, and I think why it's a big fail, is because ultimately it incites negativity mm-hmm. towards someone. And, like, in the moment, that's going to get you a lot of views. But in, like, the long run, that's actually not the way to go. Because it's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's the exact opposite of what we need in the world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Most of them fuel like, and let's be honest, like the internet today is, there's a lot of negativity. I think that there's a lot of good things. Like there's good people, mm-hmm. but for the most part, man, like a lot of those comment sections are just dominated by like people just looking to troll and like mess up somebody's day. And you know, it's sad, but that's the time we live in. And like a lot of these memes are like, you know, jokes, like so-called jokes. And I'm not soft by any means when I'll go with the flow like everybody else. But yeah. like, I mean, where's the line? You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. where's the line?
Yeah.
And I guess that brings me to my next one, which is, so do you know Dove, like shampoo?
Yeah.
Okay. So they ran a campaign back in 2017, and it was showing like it was kind of, it became racial somehow. I don't know how. It was like
everything does.
Yeah, definitely. that's the truest statement I've heard. But dude, okay, so everybody has like, you know, different kinds of hairs and stuff, you know, depending on who you are, and like I get that, that's cool. But like they had a African American female, like it was two scenes back to back, and she kind of like pulled off her skin almost and became like a white woman and used the shampoo. Like, can't, dude, what?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I don't know. Well, 2017 was like 7 years ago, but like, I don't even know if then it was like, you know, something where.
Yeah. Cause I mean, if they're, yeah, that's, there's just no way.
Like
there's just, no way that's okay.
Like, look at that, man. I mean, you can't.
Yeah. You need to send me that. I'll throw it up on the screen. Okay. See, like I'm pretty easygoing with that kind of stuff most of the time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't get offended really easily, but they're crossing a line there.
Yeah, definitely. it would have been so easy, and it would have taken less time to edit. Like, correct me if I'm wrong, but like, do film one scene with the one girl, film one scene with the other, and just put them back to back.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't have to be like the, whoa, like, here I am, you know? Like,
seriously.
It's just a lot, man. And, you know, I think, I'm not sure if that's exactly the right direction, but, okay.
Well, it's just like, it goes back to what you said. Like, are people thinking these things through whenever mm-mm. they're creating them?
No, that's the biggest thing, really. I mean, that's why marketing is so important. It's so important to have a team of professionals, because like, you might have a good idea, don't get me wrong, but like in the long run, like these things will come back to get you. You know, if you messed up, people remember.
Do you think that some of them do it intentionally? For it to could just continuously get views.
To stir up like controversy and stuff.
Well, and just, I mean, it's like it's going back to what we said about McDonald's. You remember what I told you about McDonald's a while ago? How like there's really no point in them running ads anymore.
No.
Like everyone knows who they are.
Yeah.
They don't need to. But it's a subconscious thing where it's like, if you're thinking like, I need to get food or whatever, I'm traveling, like constantly seeing the name McDonald's coming up in your feed or whatever, mm-hmm. is just going to remind you that like, oh, I know what that tastes like. You know, it's going to taste the same every single place that you go. It's the same with Starbucks.
Yeah.
And so it's a subconscious thing. Like you just see it and then you're like, okay, I kind of want to go to McDonald's all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Even though it's only because you've been seeing it, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And in the background. And so I think maybe that's what Dove is trying to do too. It's like their name is going to get tossed around a bunch, and then they're going to see a Dove product that they might like, and it may have nothing to do with the shampoo or whatever.
Yeah.
It'll be like a deodorant.
I mean, you know, I heard something a long time ago, and it was, I don't know how true this is, so don't quote me. I heard all publicity is good publicity. and you know, I think that goes, you know, two ways. Like you can walk the line, you can just kind of play with it a little bit, and then like you get lucky and you fall into that side where it's like, okay, like, you know, we got some traction. A couple people are mad, but most people are like, yo, like, let's go. You know, you took a risk and it paid off.
Yeah.
But the other side is cancellation. It's your stock dropping. It's loss of sponsorship.
It's your reputation.
Yeah. That's probably the biggest one.
Like, yeah. Like, I think that's the biggest thing is like people don't understand is like reputation takes a while to get. Mm-hmm. And to earn,
yeah,
but it can be taken away in a moment,
yeah.
And like, is it, you got to ask yourself, is that worth it for is more, it worth more and more risk? Money?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I feel like all like corporate places are kind of just. I wouldn't say all. That's too broad. Yeah,
that's a generalization.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. I want to say that like, I'd say most like yeah, giants, sure. Most giants. Our problem. I'm not saying the person who owns it, but like once they get that big, they become a machine.
Yeah.
And it is like, how do we maximize profits? How do we maximize efficiency? Okay. Yeah. Like,
well, it's because you're answering to so many people.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. But I mean, you're right. I think that's when this kind of stuff happens is when a place gets so big that it's like, okay, everyone knows who we are. Like, but we need to remind them like that we're here. And it's right. it's like if something controversial were to happen. And like, I'm not. Just one example that comes to mind, and I mean, I'm not going to touch on it a whole lot, but the Bud Light campaign, you know, I I'm not saying like either way you look at it, it was a bold move, it was risky, and it was trying to tap into a different demographic, and I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. I just think that like when your audience is like. Probably like 50-year-old blue collar men who, you know, work for the union or something. I mean, I don't know. It's like, why would you try to, you can't shift that hard. It's really hard. Like you need to find a way to ease your way in. You can't just shift an entire, you know, demographic. I don't think that's possible.
Yeah. It was very weird to me. I mean, I hardly drink any beer, so it like doesn't really affect me that much, but like, it was just so weird. And I saw, I mean, we all have friends who either agree or disagree with the statement that they made. And it was just interesting to see my friends so easily just be like, nope, not drinking it anymore. Like just done, like never buying it ever again.
It's like the taste didn't change. You know what I'm saying? Like, it
still tastes like crap.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't know, but.
Shut up.
But yeah, I mean, it's just. It's so crazy to me how someone's opinion could be so swayed by something that like doesn't really affect them. You know what I'm saying?
But on the other side, why did Budweiser have to do what they did?
Yeah.
Like what was the overarching goal of that? Was to become relevant and to be part of modern society, or was it them trying to get in the media more and make more money, which that clearly backfired?
Well, yeah.
They lost a lot of money.
Well, you know, they're competing with, like, some pretty big dogs now. Like, I mean, Michelob's huge. Corona's huge. Like, yeah. I mean, so they were probably, like, and they're kind of the grandfather of it all. But it was, like, a desperation to, like, jump back in the saddle, I think.
Yeah.
You know? And I respect the risk.
Right.
I respect it because, I mean, even we have to do it. I'm not saying we do it to that extent, but, need to start taking risks. We need to start trying new things, you know?
Yeah.
And it's really, I mean, a lot of things in life you're not going to get the full thing out of unless you go all in, you know? You can't, one foot in, one foot out, it doesn't work. Yeah. Like, you have to either be all in or all out. You decide. And that's, you know, that's what they did.
Yeah.
And
true,
you know.
Yeah and I mean, I'll hand it to him, you know, you do have to take risks, because I mean that's that old and true statement, no risk, no reward. Like that's valid.
Yeah,
but you also have to look at the amount of risk to reward. So like if you only risk a little bit, your potential of the reward is only going to be a little bit.
Yeah.
And so, but if you risk a lot, then your potential for reward becomes a lot more.
Yeah.
But you have a bigger risk. And so it's all a balancing act and what you actually want to risk and what's worth it and what your goals are, you know. Yeah. It always goes back to your your goals. Like, are you trying to create $1 billion company?
Yeah.
Or are you just satisfied with making $500,000? You know what I mean?
I know. But that's like, I mean, it's still a lot of money. I mean, I'd take the 500,000, but like.
Well, but you get what I'm saying. If you're just trying to create your income or not even income, but like just your revenue goal for your company is $500,000 a year.
Yeah.
You don't have to take massive risks. You can take incrementally, you know, decent sized risks for 5 to 10 years until you get there, and then you're good. And you know what I mean? But in the fact of when it comes to human nature, we're not going to want to stop at 500,000. We're going to want to keep growing
or
sell it or whatever. Like, we're always going to want to go on to the next thing because that's just how we're built.
I think you can equate it to like even the stock market, man. Like, whenever you buy into something, like, I mean, I went to a conference and a general rule, you know, you always got to take risks, but you know, if you can get that 2-to-1 risk to reward, you know, you should never do a 1-to-1. 1-to-1 risk to reward.
Right,
you know, it's not, there's no reason to put everything on the table to, you know, grow maybe a double. Like, you need that extra push, right. You know, because then you can lose one. You can lose a round and still come back and win the next one.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally. Yeah, because it's like, it's all about the risk. It's, what's the word? It's like the leverage that the risk holds to the reward, right?
Yeah.
It's like if the risk in the is, you know, 1 to 10 for the leverage of the reward is up to 10, then obviously like that's a no brainer. You should probably do that.
Yeah.
But then if you're right, if it's just like 1-to-1, it's like, is that even worth your time?
No.
Or your energy?
Definitely not. And it's not worth, like I said, you know, putting the chips on the table.
Yeah.
Definitely. But so, I mean, we've covered 4 so far. So I'm going to leave the last one to you, man. Can you think of a marketing campaign that you just watched and you were like, wow, like what was the,
oh man. Idea okay. Hold it? On. Hold on.
If you need to Google, you can.
I feel like there was one the other day. Yeah, hold on.
Got you.
Fill in the time here.
There you go. I'm just looking through here. I didn't see, like, I would have done another one, but I don't see anything that's really like. What?
Burger King.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
The Women's Day tweet?
Yeah.
Well, how did you know that? Okay.
No, because I remember it.
Oh,
I
you do?
I think I do. Jog my mind.
So this will be the last one we talk about. This is terrible. This is it's Burger King's Women's Day tweet back in 2021. Mm. So there is a UK division on Twitter said, on Women's Day, women belong in the kitchen.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah.
That's insane, bro. What?
And then they followed it up with a thread on Twitter and they said, if they want to, of course, yet only 20% of chefs are women. We're on a mission to change the gender ratio in the restaurant industry by empowering female employees with the opportunity to pursue a culinary career. We are proud to be launching a new scholarship program which will help female Burger King employees pursue their culinary dreams.
That's the worst one. That's got to be the worst one ever.
I get what they're trying to do because they're trying to capture people's attention with that first tweet. They're trying to be like, wait, hold on. Like, people had to stop to scroll because they're like, wait, is this real? Like, click on it, share it.
They got hacked.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then after that, but here's the issue.
Somebody got fired.
How many?
Somebody got fired. There's no way around
like,
it.
Okay, so going back to modern, like for me, how I view it is there's a lot of people who like, they do like clickbaity titles on YouTube, right? And there'll be like, you know, I've sold out, I'm done, you know, stuff like that. But then you get into the video and they're actually talking about something completely different about what they're talking about. And, but people in the comments never even go watch the video. Mm-mm. They never even dig any deeper. And they just comment like, you're trash. I knew you would sell out.
Yeah.
You're this, you're that.
You're right.
And so what they didn't think about was that first tweet probably got shared more than anything else without any more content.
And nobody's clicking on that Burger King page. No. Man. No one's looking at the thread.
No.
It's that one singular thing.
And
that's like, again, man, it really is all a gamble. But like, me personally, man, I don't think I'm ever gonna like post something like that. You probably could, you probably couldn't pay me. You probably couldn't pay me to post something like that. And like, it's I do get what they're doing. With that being said, their marketing manager lost their job that day. But like, it's like, I just don't. Like getting the kitchen is crazy. How about this? How about like, I mean, you don't. I mean, you're Burger King. You already have a platform. Like, do something like Happy National Women's Day, and then give the whole spiel you just gave. Like, don't chop it up. Like, what's the?
Yeah, well, that's the other thing is like they started with like a very negative thing, yeah, and then brought it over to positive. That's like and it didn't work.
That's like saying like one tweet says I hate white people, and then the next one's like just kidding.
Yeah, like, exactly. It's like, yeah, so stupid. Like, guys, I was just joking.
Yeah, no, I don't care how you chop that up. That just doesn't make sense. So I think there's three things we can take away from this. Okay, all right. Go ahead. I think the first one is, you can always proof your projects, okay? So, like...
You have to.
Yeah, you have to run it by people. I mean, if you don't have, like, a lot of friends or even a staff yet, go ask your mom, go ask your dad, go ask your dog, your goldfish.
Bro, just DM like, somebody on yeah, Instagram or something.
Like, hey, bro, do you think that this is yeah, socially
give me your honest opinion.
Appropriate, yeah. No, definitely don't release it to the masses, like, instantly. And then I think the second biggest thing we can definitely take away from this is like, you don't need to fall out of touch, because we live in a world today where everything changes so frequently, like yeah, the standards, what's okay, what's not okay. And like, I think the spectrum flips a little bit too every day in terms of like, I don't know. I'm not like, not politically, but like, you know, like really conservative and then mm-hmm, like liberal, you know what I'm saying? Sure. Like they go back and forth every day.
Yeah.
So just kind of keep up with that. And then you can figure out, okay, which side can I tiptoe on? And yeah, like, how do I play to everybody?
Yeah.
And then I think the last one honestly is, you know, you need to pay attention to like current events, you know, you just gotta be aware. Yeah, like it's an awareness thing. It's an intelligence thing. Definitely. Yeah. It's just to be like, oh, before I post this about, you know, whatever current event is going on in the world, and like I want, you know, views from that. I want, you know, people stopping on my page. I need to go look, you know. Yeah. I need to be like, okay, like this is really what's happening. Like, educate yourself about it.
Yeah.
You know, because people all the time will read, like you said with the Burger King tweet, I'm not equivaling. What's the word?
Equivocating? Is that what it is?
Equivalent. I'm gonna make a new word. We're equivalating it to is that right?
I don't know.
Me neither. I wasn't good at English.
All language is made up.
Yeah, it's all fake. but equivalating it to the Burger King tweet, but like, you know, people really do stop and read like just the heading sometimes, yeah, of an article, or like, you know, just the like intro.
Yeah, the first paragraph, yeah, or whatever. Yeah, yeah,
like that's literally, or the caption to a video, mm-hmm, you know, like I did this today, and then you click on it, it turns out they didn't do that today, yeah, you know, but it's just, that's the biggest thing to keep in mind. Like, don't be misleading, I think.
Yeah. I'm not the biggest fan of when it comes to like clickbaity titles like that, when it's like, not really about, that's not even about the video at all. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like there was one the other day, I actually thought it was really, really good. Do you know Oliver Anthony? Mm-hmm. He's about to play in Marion in like a few days.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. But he's like always talked about, I'll never sign to a label. You know, I'll never, you know, sell my music or whatever. Well, he posted an Instagram post that said, sorry guys, I signed to a label. And it cuts to him and he's like pulling out the form and he's signing it. And it's his dog's label. And his dog is, he has him all dressed up in like a manager outfit, and that's it was just a joke video that, dude, and I thought that was actually great.
That's funny, but like that's why you need to like really watch the video and stuff.
Yeah,
and I think, you know, we're moving towards that,
but yeah, direction. There were comments that were like sell out.
Yeah,
I knew he would do it.
I always knew he'd sign his dog's label.
Yeah,
dang it, they got him.
They got
corporate him. America got him. The dog in the suit. Well, I mean, I think that's all I got, man.
Yeah, I think that's it. Don't forget to follow us, guys, on social media. We're on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, and of course, all the full episodes are on our YouTube. Check it out. We love you guys.
Love y'all. Peace out.